Hachette Audio presents The Berlin Mission, The American Who Resisted Nazi Germany from Within. Written by Richard Brightman. Narrated by Neil Heligers with Joe Spieler. Much of what Hitler did in the German Reich, the processes of dictatorial government which he invented and set in motion, are schemes which any group of politicians might seize upon here or anywhere else at any time. I have seen them worked out to the utmost limit under Hitler. And I fear that we have those among us who would gladly sacrifice their liberties for the kind of precarious security which Hitler provided for his followers, for all too brief a time. From a 1940 address by Raymond Geist. Prologue. On the evening of January 30th, 1939, Adolf Hitler spoke from the podium of the Kroll Opera House in Berlin to the nearly 600 deputies of the German parliament. High Nazi officials sat on the stage behind him, and on the back wall above was mounted a casting of a huge eagle clutching a large swastika. About halfway through, Hitler thundered this prophecy. If international finance Jewry, Jews inside and outside Europe, once again plunged the nations into a world war, they would regret it. Gesticulating with his right arm and right index finger, he exclaimed, "The result will not be the Bolshevization of the earth and thereby the victory of Jewry, but the annihilation of the Jewish race in Europe." The Nazi deputies, all of them men, applauded wildly. Some foreign dignitaries were on hand. Prentice Gilbert, the senior U.S. diplomat in Germany on that day, had chosen not to attend, fearing embarrassment if Hitler in his speech attacked the United States and President Franklin Delano Roosevelt. Gilbert arranged instead to have certain embassy secretaries get their impressions firsthand. The longest-serving of the six U.S. embassy officials who held the title of secretary then was Raymond H. Geist. He had the best German language skills, and he had lived in Berlin longer than the others. Hitler's words in the Opera House were consistent with what Geist had anticipated more clearly and for longer than any other American. He knew exactly what was foreshadowed. And he brought this awareness to the heart of his mission. He was our man in Berlin during its darkest decade. And he would do far more than merely bear witness to it. Introduction. A young man, 5 feet 10 inches.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?